Krishna and his name are non-different. But Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur says that Krishna is not necessarily present in his name. He gives an example that the sound vibration of Krishna does not necessarily contain his name, or Krishna is not present necessarily in that sound vibration always. So Bhaktivedanta Saraswati gives an example, just like when you take a medicine, there is a capsule inside which some powder is put. So the content inside the capsule may vary in different tablets, although the capsule may look the same. Similarly, he says that the sound vibration Krishna will have Krishna personally present or may not have Krishna personally present, depending on the attitude of the chanter. He says, just like, for example, we have this Kirtane Sadahari cassette going on constantly singing. If simply chanting the holy names constantly, we'll take one back home, back to Godhead. All these Kirtane Sadahari machines will have to go back to Godhead. Because they are chanting constantly, much more constantly than you and me. Isn't it? So they are also uttering the sound vibration, but there is no life in it at all. Another example he gives, how when Ravana came to kidnap Mother Sita, he could kidnap some kind of Sita, which was Maya Sita, which was actually not original Sita, because his intent was improper, because he wanted to exploit Mother Sita. In the same manner, in the chanting of the holy names of Krishna also, it is said that the life of Krishna is absent in the holy names chanted with offense. When the holy name is chanted with offense, there is no Krishna there. Although superficially some sound vibration is present. So Krishna is not present in such offensive holy name. Just like it is not a very difficult to understand concept. The deity is made up of 8 material elements, different elements. And the Lord becomes present by the invitation of a pure devotee. And anyone who approaches the deity as Krishna will perceive Krishna in the deity. And those who approach the deity from a material viewpoint, they will not derive much benefit by worshipping the deity, because their outlook or perception is wrong. Same thing with the Vaishnava relationship also. Everyone can see the same Vaishnava differently. Somebody can see a Vaishnava like a policeman behind you, you know, to catch you for your mistakes. Somebody can see Vaishnava as an ordinary materialist with some material degrees, some material qualifications. So you see a Vaishnava like that, you will derive no benefit. You derive zero benefit. But you see a Vaishnava as one who is carrying Krishna in his heart, one who is giving Krishna, one who is sharing Krishna, then you benefit from his association. Otherwise you don't benefit. You can live for dozens of years with Vaishnavas, you will make zero benefit. You will make no benefit if you see him from a material point of view. And many people do that. Like you join ISKCON by seeing it as some kind of organization or a company, you know. Okay, this company has given me employment here, they are giving me food, they are giving me clothes, they are giving me shelter. Good company. You will never make any progress. You will make zero progress. There are people like that. They have joined ISKCON 20 years, 30 years, they don't make any progress. They are simply eating and sleeping and doing some activities not in a spiritual consciousness. So they don't make spiritual progress. So in the same manner, approaching the holy name also, if one is, Prabhupada writes, you read this verse, Manmana Abhava Madbhakto Madhyajimam Namaskuru Parpun. Prabhupada says one should not become an official meditator. Prabhupada says that. What is the meaning of an official temple visitor? You just officially visit for the sake of some ritualistic activity. Even the morning program can become an official program. Bhagavatam class can become an official Bhagavatam class attendance every day. Brahmacharya class can become an official class. Similar chanting can become an official activity. ISKCON office has ordered me to chant 16 rounds between 5:30 to 7:15. ISKCON office. So you can become an official chanter. So we hardly benefit by such activity. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, the life of Krishna is absent in offensive chanting, he says. So then, how can that life of Krishna be brought about when we are chanting the holy name? That question should be asked. So it is only Krishna who kindly agrees to enter into all the material elements. Like he enters into the deity form, he enters into the heart of the devotees and enlivens their senses and mind. It is Krishna who enters into the holy name and agrees to be kindly present when we call out his holy name. That is how it is Krishna who is the personal enlivener of all the things that are material in this world. So that is why it is said Golokera Premadhan Haranam Sankirtan. So the holy name has to erupt from the spiritual world, and the Krishna has to come from the spiritual world into the holy name in the material world here. Only then Krishna will be present. So otherwise, if it is arising from a material platform, then there is no life in the holy name. So from this we can easily understand, if we chant unconsciously, inattentively, neglectfully or offensively, we are not producing sound vibration that will enliven our spiritual senses because of the presence of Krishna. That is why once Prabhupada was telling, first you need consciousness before you become Krishna conscious. We have to be conscious, we cannot be like a dull stone. So if we lack consciousness in the activities that we do every day from morning to night, and we are not consciously aware of what am I doing, what is the content of what I am doing, without the consciousness, then how we can bring Krishna into the center? A stone can never bring Krishna in his consciousness, because there is no consciousness. So first we have to be conscious that we are living beings. We have a tendency to love and serve. We have to be conscious of the people around us. Then we can become Krishna conscious. Then while chanting the holy names of Krishna, we will also know what are we doing. We are calling out to Krishna, begging for his shelter, seeking service at his lotus feet. With this consciousness, when a devotee is chanting and calling the holy names, then Krishna may agree to enter into that holy name and agree to make his holy name non-different from him. That he has to actually make that possible. It is not automatic. He has to make that possible. And Krishna will make it possible depending on the attitude of the chanter. So these things should be known when we are chanting the holy name. And that is one of the reasons why when we chant the holy name, sometimes we feel very tired. After the chanting, we feel as if we have done some hard work all day, you know. Some devotees, after the chanting, immediately they go to ashram and they lie down flat, as if they are dead now, you know. You know, why? As if, you know, you gave a kuladi, like an axe in his hand, and all day he was cutting trees, and evening is tired. Because they have worked with the holy name materially. That's the main reason. Because their approach to the holy name was material. Yeah, that's the main reason. If the approach to the holy name was spiritual, after the chanting of the holy name, your mind and senses, all spiritual senses will become so enlivened. One will be floating in the sky, chanting and dancing. One will become enlivened. There is a verse in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam which says, a pure devotee is not afflicted by the bodily demands, like the thirst or hunger or fatigue, and all such things. And one has to become spiritually enlivened by the chanting of the holy name. If we chant with the proper intent, with the proper consciousness, and if Krishna was present in his holy name, we are supposed to experience a spiritual ecstasy. Prabhupada says, you chant Hare Krishna and feel the transcendental bliss. You know, Prabhupada says that a pure devotee can feel that. In our stage, because of approaching the holy name on a material platform, we go to sleep, you know, we get tired, we feel we have done a lot of hard work, more than physical work. I feel like that. Or our jaws are paining. You know. Our whole body, we are engaging in sense gratification and body is not suffering. And our jaws are paining for chanting Krishna's name. So, this point is very important. That we learn to intelligently chant Krishna's name with such attention and absorption and affection that Krishna will agree to be present in his holy name. Hari Naam Prabhu ki.